Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Welcome back, folks. The co-chairs of the No Latoya recall campaign join us, Belden Batiste and Eileen Carter. We've been talking about whether or not there's been evidence of retaliation against a local business, and they'll give us the latest on that. Folks, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you, Belden, and Ms. Eileen, for joining us today. We really appreciate it. You know, the last time we talked, there was a situation with a business owner. They end up going to the courts to try and resolve it. The allegation is it's retaliation for even just contemplating or facilitating a discussion about the recall. What has happened thus far?
Well, we have good news. Belden and I went to support Mr. Ambrose of the Half Shell in court. Belden can kind of give you a little bit more because they came to an agreement and a settlement. And so Mr. Ambrose is moving or has moved, correct, Belden, as of today?
Yes.
So he's out out of the building that he was in, but what did the court find? Was there a finding of fact as to whether or not this was actually retaliation for just hosting a meeting with the No Latoya folks to discuss the recall?
Well, I'm so glad you said that, Noel, because we wanted Mr. Ambrose's case to kind of get settled so that he wouldn't have any more retaliation from the landlord who's friends with the mayor. And so we wanted to wait for that to settle. What we have done is Belden and I got the court records in which their attorney said in open court that it was due to the recall. So I got that paperwork on yesterday morning, and we are moving forward because we called the Secretary of State because it's retaliation toward the recall because we weren't allowed to have an educational event to give information to voters. You know, we have to remember, we are the boss, right? We are the boss, and our public servants are supposed to be doing the will of the people. And so to put us in a situation where we couldn't even educate the voters on what the process of the recall was, you know, that's retaliation, and, you know, that's against the law, and that's when the Secretary of State comes in. So they spoke to us. They were waiting for all of the documentation. We are literally putting packets together today. So we will be giving that to the Secretary of State as well as the media.
Belden?
Yes, it's like Eileen says, it was retaliation, you know, and it was even fake court documents. Thanks to Miss Eileen Carter reading the documents, there wasn't even real documents. So somebody stamped it in a clerk office, and we had a constable to put a fake notice up there. And even the judge called it out. And it's a disgrace. It's a shame because you took a small black businessman and you really forced him out. You know, even though he got a settlement, he lost money, he lost business, and he lost everything, you know. And like Eileen said, the court records speak for themselves. He admitted it in open court. But the hurting part is, you know, that they just retaliate against people, you know. And me and Eileen, like she was saying earlier, we are standing at City Hall with a lady they retaliate against. But the Half Shell, this is a big loss to Bayou Road, the community. But this is what they do. They retaliate.
And so, I'd love to show the pattern here. Because they did it with Mr. Ambrose. We went to court and, you know, justice prevailed. And when we saw through that process is that, you know, they didn't do the correct step to, you know, file the temporary restraining order or the eviction, which was, you know, created by them. And so, you know, they just created an avenue. who are like, who did they call to get that paperwork done and slide it through and not go through the legal process? And it's the same way with Miss Jasper, you know, with Hanno. You know, they did some slick deal or some slick thing on the side trying to remove her. And the recall team has stood behind both of them, and we saw justice prevail in Mr. Ambrose's situation, and now we see Miss Jasper has been reinstated yesterday. So, you know, it's something that we're seeing in this administration, and people are speaking up. We're not doing it anymore. We need to remind people and empower them. We are their bosses, you know, and I don't mean it in a derogatory manner, but it's the truth. The voters are the bosses. And if someone wasn't showing up for work, if they weren't doing what they were supposed to do, you know, wouldn't you have been fired? Your boss or whoever, you know, leads it would have fired you. And that's the mayor trying to do that to other people illegally, which is kind of the funny thing about this situation. She's saying that there's retaliation, and it's really projection from the administration. So, you know, residents are over it. We are empowered. We want the will of the people to happen. And so the recall is standing behind everyone who's speaking up.
You guys have continued to have signing opportunities at different locations around the city. What are you hearing from people? Are they just tired of this unchecked power and authority that the mayor has been exhibiting? You just gave two examples. There are more. You know, the council's pushing back. Others are pushing back. And what we find is that the evidence reveals she kind of does what she wants, when she wants, how she wants.
Perfectly said. Perfectly.
Go ahead, Nene.
Oh, you can go ahead. Perfectly. That was perfectly said. She does what she wants, and she thinks she don't have to follow no laws. She thinks she above the law, you know, because when you look at Ms. Jasper case, the law was broken. She didn't even go through the proper process or nothing. And they said, I forget the statute. They said she broke one of the statutes. And, you know, the mayor just does what she wants. They have had young women that work down there for her that they abuse mentally. They cussed out. They've been rude to them. And the mayor just doing what she want, you know. And so she put a letter out today, yesterday, about the council is dividing Hanover and dividing the city with this because the mayor thinks she can do just what she want.
I heard J.P. Morrell was interviewed by Tommy Tucker earlier this morning on that situation. And as a lawyer, what he said made perfect sense to me. J.P.'s a lawyer as well. Is that there's a procedure for doing so. You have to remove somebody with cause. You just can't be wake up one morning and have a whim and think about a cause and not articulate it, not document it, not go through a process and just remove the person, which I found very strange because that's what the city spokesman said in response to this. None of it makes sense other than to say, again, she does what she wants, when she wants, how she wants.
Exactly, and it's pretty funny because I was really excited that Belden brought this up yesterday in the city council chambers. He was talking about the elephant in the room because they sent Ms. Hester a letter for Ms. Jasper, which was, you know, not the correct way of doing it. But we are still wondering if they had sent a letter to Mr. Vappy about sitting on the board. You know, we already have seen, you know, that there was mismanaged time. And so I think that would be one of the that would fit in one of the the reasons why he should be removed. So they sent a letter to, you know, this senior black woman who has been speaking up for residents for over 50 years, you know, who's prominent in the community for helping people, and then did not send one to, you know, someone who's sitting on the board who is having, you know, federal authorities look into or timesheets and mismanagement of people's funds, you know, the voters' funds. And so, you know, we're just wondering why is the attention on Ms. Jasper, who's been helping residents, and not where it needs to be. So there's many questions about this.
I agree. As to why.
Eileen, help me understand this, okay, because the mayor continues to say that this is a Republican MAGA conspiracy, but the only folks that she seems to be heaving, you know, havoc on are black community leaders.
Exactly. thank you. I have had this conversation, Belden has had this conversation with numerous reporters, to be honest, for weeks, and really haven't got this conversation out in the public. So I'm really glad you're saying that, because we can look at the Bayou Scenic situation. You know, that's a black man, you know, who was trying to get the stuff in the East or used to play, you know, long story short. We have the trash issue, which is a black contractor. You have Lincoln Beach, which is, you know, a group led by, you know, blacks. You have the Congo Square, you know, taking away the Treme, heart and soul of the city. You know, there's and Gordon Plaza. You know, these are all black issues, and the people who are hurting the most, honestly, in my opinion, are our black residents. And so, you know, there's many who, you know, you just have to have that moment of, because you don't want to be wrong. You know what I mean? Like, nobody wants to be wrong about somebody, especially someone we believed in. And we believed in the mayor. And you have to really take a look at who's being hurt in the community. And when it comes down to it, it is the black community that's being hurt most.
You know, to me, this is all about, as you pointed out, competence and execution. I mean, I get that she is fighting for her political life. She's throwing up these smoke screens and distractions by saying this is a Republican MAGA conspiracy. But I don't think that anybody ever believes that with a predominantly black population in the city of New Orleans that we will have anything other than a black leader. We just want a competent one, and one that's able to execute, and one that's honest with the public, right?
Absolutely.
So let me ask you.
This is about job performance.
Let me ask you this. What has been the reaction to the expanded radio, TV, and direct mail campaign? I gotta say this. The commercials on radio and television are phenomenal. I think they're really well done. Y'all really articulate the message in a very creative way. And hats off to y'all's organization for doing so.
Well, thank you. You know, we get some crazy questions sometimes. You know, people are like, you hate the mayor. I don't hate the mayor. Why would I hate the mayor? I don't hate anybody. You know, just because you disagree with somebody in the job they're doing doesn't mean you hate them. And so we wanted to just deliver information in, you know, a very lighthearted way so people could really understand what's going on. It's about the crime. It's about the infrastructure. It's about the economic development. It's about the blight. It's about the graffiti. It's about the lights not working. It's about the potholes. And I can go on, you know, a list from now until November, to be perfectly honest. But that's what it's about. You know, we are working with everyone, no party, independent, libertarian, Republican, Democrats. We are all in this together. When people are working with us, I don't ask them what their background is. I don't care. Do you love the city of New Orleans? Do you want what's best for the people? And that's all that matters to us. And that's what we're doing to work to make sure that everybody has a better quality of life every day in the city.
So what's been the response? What are you hearing specifically about the direct mail campaign?
People cannot wait to sign. Oh, my gosh. It has been amazing. People are like, when is it going to hit my mailbox? Well, let me tell you, you should start looking right now. We're really excited about it. And so people had really asked for a more way to sign discreetly. You know, people had maybe mobility issues. And so we wanted to make sure that we reached everyone who wanted to be a part of this. And, you know, people can say this and that, and they didn't want to, you know, sign in their neighborhood because they didn't want, you know, any pushback from their neighbors. But the crazy part is we've been having so many people open their eyes to what's really going on because, like I said before, you know, it's hard to say that you were wrong about something. You know, I had to do it myself. I worked in this administration. So for me to be able to do a heart check, and it wasn't easy, to be perfectly honest. I didn't want to admit I was wrong about somebody. It's not an easy pill to swallow. But our city is bigger than one person, and she is simply not executing the duties of her position. It's really that simple. We know she's not even coming to work. We saw her public schedule, you know, and I think people were shocked to say that, you know, she didn't have a public safety meeting since 2021, you know, group effort. She hasn't met with some of her department heads literally all year. She hadn't met with the city council president and vice president all year. Like, this is our mayor. What do you mean you haven't met with department heads? Well, that's why the department doesn't have any leadership, right? Because you're literally not meeting with them. And so people need to know these things. You know, what would happen if you did not go to work? what would happen if you slacked in your job? Well, we all know. And, you know, the voters have a voice, and we are the boss in this situation. And so sometimes it's time to give people their pink slip so that the city can move on together. And that's what we're doing. We are unified. They can try to play politics and divide us all they want, but we are unified. And I want to give a shout out to the Libertarian Party as well, because they've been helping us put on events literally every week from the beginning. So, you know, they don't get enough credit. This is all of us working together. And, you know, it's a unified New Orleans, and we're here.
Are you surprised by the continued acts of the mayor? There were public records requests put in. They kind of were not responding and denied the request. And ultimately, they end up backstroking and having to give the documents over. You know, my attitude is it is what it is, and it ain't going to change. These are documents, so why are you playing these silly games? I mean, this was supposed to be, you know, the transparent mayor.
Well, you know, I know she ran on accountability and transparency because I typed it every day for 3 years. So I know that's what she ran on, and unfortunately that's not
right.
What we're receiving. And so, you know, you usually do that when you have something to hide. So I'm very
that's
interested
right.
to see what's going to come out. Because when they did the public request about her schedule, we saw that she literally wasn't working. You know, I think that was a shock for everybody, but it's the truth. She's not working. And so, you know, we will definitely find out what's in this paperwork, and I'm looking forward to the news like everybody else. You know, it's funny. There's this meme out there about who's sabotaging TV, you know, with the Scooby-Doo, and you take off the mask, and they're like, there she is. You know, we don't have to do anything but share the information. You know, the mayor is really, all of this is coming upon herself because of her
That's
own
right.
actions. And so it just kind of is what it is, and we as New Orleanians need to recognize that. That moment of contrition is not coming, and we need to move forward, you know, without this administration so that we can have a unified New Orleans for everyone.
Absolutely. Well, best of luck to you guys. Thank you for coming on and sharing the most recent findings by the court relative to this retaliation. We appreciate same, and y'all have a great week.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
All righty. That's Belden Batiste and Eileen Carter, co-chairs of the No LaToya recall campaign. We'll be right back, 504-260-1870. We want to hear from you, folks. We'll go to the talk line. Stay with us.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.